This just released. The Mohawk Council of Ganawagi is advising the community that it reiterates its support for the Ganawagi membership law in light of recent events regarding non-eligible, non-Indigenous individuals residing on the territory in clear contravention of the law. Chief and Council have issued an open letter to community members to clarify the MCK's position on the matter. Another separate open letter is intended for the aforementioned non-eligible persons. Both are available for viewing on Ganawagi.com. Additionally, the MCK will have the open letters published in the Ganawagi newspapers. The MCK had earlier informed the community that it was preparing a plan of action to help alleviate some of the difficulties that surfaced in the aftermath of a series of community-organized meetings held on this topic in recent weeks. The creation of a formal engagement strategy will begin at the community meeting scheduled for Thursday, September 16th. Other than land allotments, membership will be the only topic on the agenda. In the meantime, it was felt that the community should be reminded of the origins and history of the 2003 membership law, the 1984 Mohawk law on membership, and the 1981 moratorium on mixed marriages. As such, a pamphlet that was prepared for the current amendment process for the 2003 Ganawagi membership law is now available for viewing on Ganawagi.com. Copies are also available at the MCK offices and at the Social Development Unit located at the services complex. Additionally, a random survey of 360 Ganawagi Hirono conducted in 2011 is also being made available on Ganawagi.com for the purposes of illustrating community sentiment on the topic of membership. In response to the question, should the Ganawagi membership law allow all non-natives married to a member to live in Ganawagi? 263 respondents, or 78%, totally or somewhat disagreed, with 76 respondents, 22%, agreeing, somewhat agreeing, or totally agreeing. 21 people did not offer a response to this particular question.
We're trying to engage as many community members, understanding that the law is the law as it is right now and must be upheld by the Mohawk Council of Ganawagi. We're hoping that people remain respectful, they remain engaged with community, engaged in the subject matter, but again, as Ganawagi Hirono, respect each other and understand the emotion behind this.
Grand Chief Michael Hill Jr.